I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is David.
And my name is Zach.
And we are the internet's premier
Star Trek fan podcast. Woo!
Coming at you from parts unknown, just like the, who is it? Who has the one more silver dollar?
Midnight Rider.
Yeah, just like the Midnight Rider, coming at you from parts unknown.
That's right.
You can follow us on all major podcasting platforms.
Holy shit, man, you're taking the... Taking a pretty dope lead with this one.
I'm ready. I'm coming out swinging. You can email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. For anybody who wants to donate to our podcast, you can donate at patreon.com/thestarcompanion. And if you are listening to this podcast in 2020, we have stickers.
Whoa.
That's what they look like.
That looks pretty dope.
Yeah. And if you're listening, just imagine a sticker that is circular that says the Star Companion podcast in the middle of the circle. And that's pretty much what the sticker looks like.
But aren't those like TOS real yellow and
it is.
Font?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you could put them up on stop signs. Well, don't do that, ever.
Or at breweries.
Or breweries, yeah.
Coffee shops.
Don't do that.
Don't put them on, you know, bathrooms and breweries or bars.
Do not seek the treasure.
Yeah. I want to give these out. So... You know, all you got to do is rate us and write a quick little review and take a photo of it. Send us an email.
That's all you got to do.
That's it.
You got to have faith of the heart.
Or honestly, if you send me an email, I'll send you one anyway. You don't have to like a review.
Do it.
Cool.
Cool.
Well, so yeah, we're going to do Picard Season 1, Ep 3, The End is the Beginning, which, you know, usually here we go stardate by stardate.
Yes, sir.
Which is why we're in the middle of Enterprise, but you're going to get these Picard ones mixed in as they come out, as we record them. So, yeah, stardate unknown, but definitely after the supernova of Romulus. And I have a question, by the way.
Do it.
Right off the top. Don't you think the Romulans would have known for a really long time that their son was going to go supernova?
You would think they would.
So, don't you think they would have started to, like, move out?
Yeah.
Of that area?
Well, yeah, and that's something I've always thought, too, about our son. You know, it's like everybody says we have, like, a couple million years left or something.
Yeah.
What if we only have, like 4 or 5 more, you know?
Million?
Yeah. Well, and, like, what if the son does an oopsie? And just, like, starts going supernova right now.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, then there you go. That might be it. We're actually in a state of very low solar activity currently.
Really?
On the sun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought we were in a period of very high activity.
I don't know. Well, space.com had something new stating that. And I thought, huh.
Good.
I thought we were in a very high one.
Well, yeah.
So there you go. I guess that must mean that the solar flare that ends all technology is on its way. So, you know, you better get listening to these episodes before they're gone.
That's funny. Take that, climate change deniers.
Anyway.
Anyways, episode starts with a epic space battle.
Hard space open!
And it looks dope. It just looks
dope. It does look dope.
I gotta say, as much as the story sucks in this version, iteration of Star Trek, goddamn. The graphics are tight.
They're fucking tight.
They're toy.
They're toy. They're the tightest I've ever seen them.
There's a
gross joke in there.
We go back down to Earth to see Picard meeting with Raffi.
Oh, the backstory of Raffi.
Yep. And
because we care about her a lot now.
We do care about her. She's a sympathetic character. I mean, we're only three episodes in, but I feel like I'm vibing with her.
Okay.
And she basically describes the androids who blew up Mars, set Mars ablaze, mm-hmm. as she basically equivocates it to them going through like a blue screen. She then proceeds to...
I get it. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Fatal code error.
She then proceeds to... Well, there's like a flashback.
Error code 404.
There's a
page not found.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. You got it. They then go to a flashback and...
blue screen? What?
What? They then go to a flashback, and this is apparently back in the day when Romulus was about to detonate. And Picard comes out of the meeting with Starfleet brass and says to Raffi that he's resigned. Mm. And Raffi's like, "What do you mean, JL? What happened in there, JL?
JL?
What?
What happened in there, JL? You know that name that everyone calls you.
Even Riker doesn't call him JL." And Picard says, "Well, the whole reason why I said I wanted to quit is I was bluffing. The old
Picard bluff
trick."
I'd like to take a moment and talk about JL.
Yeah.
If we can.
Do it.
That's like, so, you know, you get the end of all good things.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone goes their separate ways. Frakes gets, you know, command. And
who?
Frakes!
Okay.
and then Worf goes, you know, to DS9 and all mm-hmm. that. You know, everyone's going wherever. Barclay's hitting on Troy and helping out in Voyager.
Yep.
And then Picard goes and becomes Admiral, and it's like he's like a new kid at school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like on the playground. No one really wants to play kickball with him, but he finally gets, you know, called up in PE the next day, and he kicks a home run with his kickball, and they're like, "Wow, great kick, JL." And then he really becomes JL from that moment on. That's his,
nice.
That's his you know, schoolyard nickname at
nice.
Starfleet Command.
That's nice. So that's the whole backstory behind her calling him JL. And they really kind of shoehorn this argument between JL and Raffi. You know, Raffi's like, "How could you just quit? How could you just give up?" And it's like, look, okay, Starfleet is the problem. Picard is not the problem. He's one person, and mm-hmm. everybody keeps blaming Picard again and again and again. And I don't know if that's an intentional narrative device right now, which is they're in the next season or in the next few episodes, they're going to flip it around and be like, you know,
"No, it was Starfleet that fucked up."
Yeah, and basically everybody's going to come to the realization, or if it's just bad story writing. And I don't know at this point.
It remains to be seen.
Yeah, I don't know at this point, but everybody's so mad at Jean-Luc Picard, and it's like, look, he did everything he could.
Mm-hmm. He really did.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're still like being upset about him, guys.
They then go, yeah, right?
It's kind of annoying.
They then go back to Raffi's, I guess, trailer in the middle of the desert. Uh-huh. And she says, "Hey, pro tip for you, Picard." Did you see that?
I saw that.
Yeah. And she basically kind of agitates against him as being a sort of patriarchal tyrant.
Monarch?
In his chateau. And it's like, this guy served in Starfleet, you know, for his whole life, basically.
He became Locutus.
He
saved Earth. Give him a chateau.
Right?
The chateau of his family. Come on. Okay, so I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah,
she basically bitches and moans about, like, the life that she's led.
Yeah.
And it's my understanding mm-hmm. that, you know, you can choose to live however you want
yeah.
in this post-scarcity world.
That's a good point.
So she chose to go live in a trailer in the desert.
And smoke her... Whatever.
Space vape.
Space vape.
You know, and it's like...
That's a good point.
Well, dude, you could... It's understood that, like, if you want to go live... She could have gone and lived on a colony.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Somewhere nice. Had a big plot of land and some greenery.
Yeah.
There's no... What were you struggling with?
That's a great point.
Get a replicator, you... Monster?
Yeah. And see, that's... Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really good point. Because they do live in a post-scarcity world. They live in a world where it's not... Capitalism isn't the primary thing anymore.
And so, like, yeah. I'm fine with you having internal, you know, hate for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, shame and all that. But don't take it out on Picard because you chose to live this way.
Yeah. And basically... implying that he's like some, I don't know, I guess, whatever. Implying that he's some part of the patriarchy or something like that. It's like, no, the point is that he was a captain of a starship and went on fantastic voyages, saved the world from the Borg. Like, I guess it's kind of like a revisionist look at Picard that I don't really appreciate. Meanwhile, back aboard the artifact. The Borg cube artifact. Mm. We get introduced to this new guy who I guess is like the leader of the project.
I guess so, yeah.
And we don't really know who he is.
Kind of interesting, this guy.
But he calls, he meets up with Soji and he starts talking about the XBs.
You know, dude. The old XBs.
XBs.
Bro.
The X-Borgs.
Yeah.
And they really lay on the abbreviations thick this episode.
A lot of abbreviations. JLXB. Hey, man, where are you from? Oh, I'm an XB.
I'm an XB, doll.
So, do you think 7 of 9 and JL go, what up, my XB?
7 of 9 and JL.
You know, SO9 and...
What up, my XB? back.
Meanwhile,
back with Picard and Rafi. Rafi's smoking her plant.
Wait. So
chugging her wine.
Did we skip about that guy, or are you going to come back to the guy?
Well, they don't introduce him. He just shows up.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
And then, yeah.
Oh yeah. So that's how you're doing. I just was just curious. So we come back. She's smoking her space vape. After she watered a flower, she puts the flower in her space vape, and she's. Face inhales.
And then she runs off. I'm sad.
She inhales.
And then she does inhale. Picard catches up to her.
Well, she stole the bottle of wine.
Rude. Picard runs up to her and says, what's going on? What's the issue? Is it because of what happened back in the day? And she says, what do you think happens when there's a cover-up? They conceal it.
Boom.
Knowledge.
She's dropping facts, dude.
After a heart-to-heart and, I guess, a reconciliation.
A lot of truth in reconciliation, I imagine.
Yeah. Rafi says, I've got a pilot for you. His name is Rio. Rios.
Rios!
And he dances on the sand.
Mm.
His name is Rios.
He sounds like he likes tapas.
Tapas. They show up, Picard shows up on his ship and they introduce each other and they basically come to the agreement that they're just two space rogues, two space cowboys roaming the plains, two vigilantes looking out for scaff laws and the ne'er-do-wells of the wild, wild west.
We've got the Han Solo of the 21st century on this one.
Yeah, that's what you called it. That was really funny.
God.
Um,
he's a real space pilot. Badass. Dude.
I don't take guff.
He used to be the XO of the ship, the son of Majid, otherwise known as Ibn Majid. Like, come on. Really? That's what they're naming ships? Is that just a cool name?
He also says, Picard, I guess, asks him about how he knows so much about Star Trek, or about Starfleet.
And breaks the fourth wall. Hey.
And Rios just says, "That's my tragic sense of life." Get it? Like the book that I was reading. You know what that book's about, by the way? I looked it up. It's about how the best people in the world are those who feel things.
Oh.
Get it? Like Picard.
Oh.
Yeah.
What I liked is that we have an alcoholic badass pilot who needs redemption from his self-destructive streak. Sweet! I can't wait to see this arc.
There's some more tension between Picard, Rios, and Raffi, and they just draw out these plot lines. I can just see it coming. You know, it's like, I'll be your captain, but I don't know if I'm ready to be your captain, you know? Or I'll be your pilot, but I'm not ready to be your pilot. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, so you're going to draw out this plot line until the end of the episode. Got it.
I will say, though, I bet you that we're going to have a more rounded feeling of these characters than we ever would in Discovery.
Yeah, for sure.
So that might be nice.
And there was actually a moment that I liked. Picard goes back to his chateau as he's getting ready to leave, and he says that he doesn't feel at home at the at the chateau. And it's like a good callback to that episode where he actually goes home.
Yeah. What's his brother's name? I always forget his brother's name.
Pierre? Robert. Yeah, that's the episode actually after the Battle of Wolf 359.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
they fight in the mud.
They do fight in the mud.
Yeah,
but it's a good callback because Picard also remarks in that episode that he never felt at home at the chateau.
I agree. That was a good moment.
Just as Picard's getting ready to leave.
Meanwhile,
some Romulans come in and they start shooting. And what a goddamn cool scene that is with the Romulan weapons everywhere just underneath the tables.
Dude, they got guns stashed, son.
Yeah.
Because these two Romulan ex-Tal Shiar got to fucking protect our boy.
That's right.
Our boy. I haven't quite nailed down their names because they're super foreign and rarely used.
That's hilarious. Picard manages to capture one of them and says, "Who are you working for?" Doesn't really get an answer, and he just melts into acid, mm-hmm. ruins his carpet, his nice chateau carpet.
His Afghan.
And
meanwhile,
back on board the artifact, Soji meets up with, I guess, some Romulans that were reclaimed from the Borg. Did you really follow this?
So
what was going on?
She was really interested in Ramda,
mm-hmm.
and that was who our unnamed person said, "You can finally have that interview
mm-hmm.
with Ramda." And so all the Romulans that are XBs all seem to be touched by God, if you will.
Okay.
You know, and then there's some conversation about...
Inappropriately by God?
Maybe. So they're not the same. And then there's some conversation about Romulans and mythology and some sort of arc, and it might be that our synth friend hears Shibasan, the Destroyer.
Seb Quineb.
Yep, that's what I said, dude.
Ibn Majid.
And anyway, I don't know if you noticed, all of the Romulans, as she was pressing Ramda, got angry as one because there seems to be some sort of mythological framework that she alluded to.
Got it.
That they're all connected to, that she was able to invoke in all of them at once.
Interesting.
Yeah, so maybe by being XBs in this like reduced state, they can be harnessed for Shiba the Destroyer.
Sheb Keneb.
Yep, that's what I said.
As Soji is talking to Ramda, she introduces herself. She says, "My name's Soji," and that guy back there, he's Hugh.
Oh, what? Hugh? You mean like the XB Hugh?
The original XB dog?
Holy shit, dude. I am Borg. Do you have a name? Tertiary adjunct Hugh. Unimatrix Hugh.
There's some other stuff that goes on this episode. Soji and lover boy Romulan.
I just read your final notes.
You're pretty good, right?
Oh, man.
Soji and lover boy Romulan.
Narek
developed their relationship, and in a private moment, Narek says, I think I'm falling in love with you, Soji. What?
I think our relationships. This is literally out of The Bachelor.
After two episodes?
They've known each other for like 15 minutes.
You've always been there for me. Always. What? You'd know me for like 2 weeks.
Thanks for opening up to me. I feel like I really know you yeah. now. I'm glad you showed me your truth. I love that. I love when you share when you're vulnerable and show me your truth and who you really are.
I love that.
I love that. For those of you that don't know, I have a Bachelor podcast with our friend, mutual friend Wade. So it's a little crossover for you. But
called I Love That.
Yeah, it's called I Love That. A Bachelor podcast for the unexamined life.
And shortly thereafter, Picard, Raffi, and Rios all agree that they should be on a ship together. And Jurati shows up, the old android specialist from a couple episodes ago.
You know the
and,
one.
You know, the crew may not like each other, but they're crew now. They're Mahalo, and Mahalo means family. Is that what you read?
Yeah, I read that. I was like, oh my god. There's a real scent of the rock there in Fast and Furious.
That's actually from Lilo and Stitch. Yeah.
I pay attention to things.
You can find us on all major podcasting platforms. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Did you have anything to say about this episode?
No, I got it all in.
Okay. It's very plot heavy.
Come on, JL. What about one last desperate, wild solution?
Woo!
Like, that's like what he is
known for.
Anyway. Not much else to say. Very plot heavy.
Very plot heavy.
Whatever. I mean, it's not fucking horrible.
No. I mean, it's no Enterprise.
It's no Enterprise. And if you like Enterprise, go listen to, well, you know, we got more coming out. We're still doing that while we're doing this.
Yes, sir.
And, we love that you guys are our listeners. Like and subscribe. We're fucking everywhere, including Spotify. If you send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com, we'll send you a sweet fucking sticker. Yeah, Star Companion. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.